You're listening to the show about giant notebooks and questionable heroes. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Greg, and I play Dew.
I'm KT, and I play Will. And I need you to sign an NDA before we discuss anything else.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Well, does Bath... Yeah, so Bathwack knows... Steed knows that I was this different person? Okay, all right.
Because he was watching you and watched you duck into your alleyway.
Okay.
Into your phone booth or whatever.
Man, I couldn't even tell that a horse was watching me. What kind of fucking perception roll did I roll? What the fuck? That's not fair. What the fuck?
Yeah, you least suspect it.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
He had
like,
a trench coat and a fedora on. You had no idea.
He's a fucking green horse, and I didn't know. Will must be the least
Listen, you might have noticed, but it's funnier that you didn't.
Okay, fine.
Sorry, Will.
Ridiculous. All right.
You're focused on... this situation.
I just love that he saw me change, though. That doesn't make it. Maybe he saw me go in and then the guy come back out.
I mean, there's just no way that Ricardo Ulysses could transform himself into a horse shape like that.
A horse
shape. You know, you're just not really that concerned about horse shaped things at the moment.
Yeah, you're looking for small people.
Oh, God. Cool.
Nope, just everybody is possibly Ricardo or not possibly Ricardo.
All right.
Anyway, you're all in some order making your way over to Crumplemeyer's Fine Food. And you arrive, and this looks like this is a fine dining establishment.
Oh, like a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Everybody in is dressed pretty nicely. You peek in. There's a maitre d'.
Whoa.
Who is greeting people and
I had this ruse as being the postman, but as soon as I see that, my face is like pressed against the window. I'm like rubbing my face. I miss it.
I haven't seen a maitre d' in so long.
Who are you, and can we help you? Are you hungry?
Yeah, I forgot my lunch bag at the post office.
Bathwack makes a really weird sound, and he realizes he's somehow stifled a snort.
Yeah, I'm post office Sam. What the fuck was my name? Leonard? Yeah, I'm Leonard. Leonard, I'm Leonard. I work at the post office.
Oh, here. Here, have a sticky brick, and I just, like, shove it to your mouth.
Ah!
Yeah, anybody who was in the post office the previous night, which I think is most of you, not all of you, not Gwen.
Dew was not there.
No.
That's right.
Rafina would recognize this as the postman who, quote-unquote, helped you all. And Bathwack would, but also Bathwack knows who this actually is.
Wait a second. That was a very familiar reaction to the sticky brick.
What do you mean?
I think I know you. Bathwack, why do you look so blasé-ly informed?
Snort stifled.
Informed? What? That's in character, sorry. Informed? I look at Bathwack. Does he know who I am? I cross my arms, cross my chest. First, you spy on my letter. And then you spy on me when I'm changing into someone else. I think the privacy situation here is a little fucked up.
Oh, it's fair. Will, are you ever yourself?
Is anyone?
Mo decides to go deep.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Did I mention, what is time anyway?
Yeah. So what, are we going into this place? Why? I don't want to change yet because I worry that people will see me changing all the time and I don't want everyone in the town to know.
This place looks fancy, says Salula.
It does.
I was wondering where that was going.
I think we should go in. Let's go in.
Can we get in? Are we dressed sufficiently nicely?
I mean, it's not like a black tie place. Like, it's, you know, you're still in Morrow's Inlet. It's not a fish hick town like Norton, but it's no Tivoli.
It's nice in that there are sneeze guards over the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, no.
An all-you-can-eat buffet with a maitre d'. That's a...
Yeah, you don't think you would have trouble fitting in here.
Well, I guess I can't ask this in character, but out of character, is the sign green or purple or anything like that puzzle?
The sign is sort of a deep red with black lettering.
Let's go in. Something has occurred to do. So do goes in.
All right. Yeah, I'll go in. I'm like, rubbing my hands together and going in.
All right. Is anybody not going in? Great.
Gwen's definitely going in.
Is Steed coming in?
No, Steed's going to sit outside. Oh,
poor Steed. He sits on a bench, reads a newspaper, waits for you guys to come back out.
Yeah. Adjust his trench coat, sunglasses.
All right. Yes, may I help you? Party of, what is it? Let me count.
No, it's the tavern guy again.
Oh, and let me count too, says Eric. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, I hope. Seven?
I think seven.
Party of seven, all right. We don't have a table in the main seating area that would fit you. I do have a room in the back. It's a bit separated, but if that's okay, we don't have anybody booked there for till this afternoon. So if that works, then
sounds great.
Lovely.
Oh, good. Yes. Well, come. Yes, let's go.
As we walk through the restaurant, what does the ceiling look like?
The ceiling. It is. It's actually kind of a higher ceiling. It's kind of nice in here. It's a nice lofty. Ceiling. Unfortunately, though, it's that ugly popcorn stucco ceiling that everybody gets out of their houses nowadays. And it's sort of a light cream color.
All right. Let's see what the ceiling looks like in the private room.
All right. So you make your way into the private room. A few of you have to duck, you tall freaks. And the table here is probably a bit bigger than what you guys would need, but I guess that's all that they had.
I spread out over multiple spots, and I'm like,
"Are you laying
mine
on the table?"
Yes. This section belongs to Will.
and the ceiling in here is more of the same. Do.
Well, so much for that idea.
Yes, I'll bring you all waters, sparkling or still.
Still
sparkling, please.
Sparkling.
Oh, what? Sparkly water.
Yes.
What are you
sparkling
about?
Water.
Oh my god, these
Sorry,
guys.
Sorry, I don't mean to be rude. Could I just have water, please?
Yes, certainly.
Bring them sparkling water.
I'm fine with do is completely confused. Normal?
Oh, yes.
Water.
Still. Very good. Yes.
You could bring
still.
Them like water still out of a water. River, but don't do it. Bring them sparkling water.
How about I bring one of each?
Sure.
Yes, please.
Great.
Do leans over to Will. What does that mean?
It's like bubbles in the water, and it's amazing. And it is what you drink when you don't drink out of a muddy lake all the time.
And Will, at the place before you, is something that is just a sight to behold.
Oh,
it's something you thought you maybe would never see again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cloth napkin.
What? I'm so excited. I'm like happily putting it in my lap. Like, yeah.
The thread count's maybe not quite what you would be hoping for, but still. It has threads.
Yes.
It's a thread.
It's a thread.
Ethic says, oh, Will, are you cold? And offers his napkin to Will.
Oh my god. Guys, Really?
Dude does know how to use a napkin.
Yeah, but
he's still napkin? Trying to figure out how water could be bubbly if it's not. Like, he thinks of bubbly water like if it's going over a waterfall or something. Mm-hmm. So he's agitating the water.
Yeah, a delightful forest rill.
Trying to figure out how you could just, like, have a glass of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, your answers are questions are soon answered.
Yeah.
A waiter comes in, different from the maitre d', with a large tray filled with enough glasses for everybody, yes. both sparkling and still.
Yes.
And they efficiently move around the table, setting them down. And they quickly slip out of the room, and they pull the doors closed behind them.
Wow.
So now, yes, you all are presented and have before you a glass of both still and sparkling water for you to satisfy your scientific minds.
One is green and one is purple.
No, they're both gray.
Ooh. Do I feel like nobody's listening to us? Like, the doors are closed. There's no...
I mean, you can like, you can somewhat hear like the uh-huh. hubbub of the dining room beyond, but mm-hmm. if you think the sound travels both ways the same way, as long as you're not shouting at the top of your lungs, which for Will, that'll take a couple minutes to get for him to get to that point. For now, you don't think anybody would be able to hear you unless there's some, you know, okay. specific way someone's trying to listen in on you.
Okay. All right. So... the thing that I was trying to say is that if we want to get our shit back from Ricardo, I think we have to. God, I'm really curious. I guess I should walk around the room as I'm starting to talk before I mention Ricardo. I want to walk around the room. I'm going to stand up and just check for listeners. I'm probably going to look super paranoid because it's a fucking restaurant in town. Not like, but I just, that's what I'm doing.
You're so like physically for... looking and checking
yes,
for
I'm
something?
Like looking around to see if okay. there's any like peephole. You know, we have rooms like that in Tivoli.
Where lots of them.
Person-sized potted plants.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That every time you look away and then look back, it's a foot farther to the right or left.
Yep. So what would that be?
Investigation.
Investigation. Did it work?
Yep. Yes. 19.
Nice. Finally. Good okay. roll.
Yeah, you do not find anything that you think fits the description okay. of what
and
you're
talking about.
And I'm holding
my sparkling water as I'm doing this to try to look casual in case someone mm-hmm. comes in. I'm going to say, so I think this guy, he was really fucking slippery, you guys. I tried everything I could to try to catch him when we were on the airship, and he got away, and he has friends. We know that. We knew an owl lady willing to die for him, you know? So I think we need to come up with a second part. He knows that we're doing this. If we continue to spread bad stuff around and then disappear, but make it kind of like, ooh, we disappeared in this one area, then he knows that, you know what I mean? Is there a way to trap somebody like this?
Do you think we could make, we've gotten his attention. Yeah. We know we've gotten his attention. But is there, do you think we could push him to the point where he would give up his ground of the lichen cave, where he would come to us rather than us going to him?
So, well, I mean, he's proud enough to like get upset and stand on a roof and look at us for a while after we've done this for what, an hour? You know, I think that he is, oh man, if we could think of something really embarrassing or really something, I don't know, that could work. Or the other thing I'm thinking of is if he's going to be at the cave at noon, where does he put all of the loot that he's stolen? Where is he staying? That's my other thought. Maybe we could somehow find where he is staying and go there at noon instead of the cave at noon.
But he'll be at the cave. We know where he'll be. I mean, he wouldn't lie to us, right?
Oh, goodness. You candy lady.
It's not that naive.
Candy lady. Can't listen, candy lady.
We have encountered him before, and we know how slippery he is.
Yeah.
How do we foolproof, airtight, make sure that he doesn't slip through our fingers this time?
Yeah.
What does our king think?
King?
Yes.
Which one?
Batwak, the leader.
He is not a king.
What?
No, he is not a king.
Well, he has crown.
So do I.
What? Wait, wait. What? Wait. Am I seated with royalty?
Mm-hmm. Only one. No, only one of us, and not. It's me. It's me, not that one.
It's neither of them.
Well, depends on where you are, I guess.
In your spiritual journey.
In Six Rivers, Rafina. I am on no spiritual journey.
I'm not. I swear I'm not.
All right. I know. Yeah, we could just meet him in the cave, but I feel like that's just foolhardy. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's silly.
If we meet him. Oh, sorry, Rafina, go ahead.
No, please speak.
I wonder if we can surprise him in some way.
Exactly.
We don't all have to hide, but
yeah,
maybe some of us can.
Tell us what you know about the caves, Gwen. Is there like a guard at the entrance? Is it just free for all running inside the caves? You have to go in a mine cart? What is it like?
It's kind of like Mario Kart, like a Rainbow Road, sort of.
Oh, shit! And then... I'm going to lose!
No, I mean, there's not much to look at in the caves. I mean, there's of course lots of crevasses and places that I can't think of the name of.
Stalagmites.
Or guano.
So
guano piles.
So Gwen, you know that the lichen cave is sort of one of the essential parts to the paper making process for Crumplemire. Mm-hmm. The lichen refers to the magical lichen normally grown in the Underdark, the pulp from which is used in an integral part of the papermaking process. It's at the very back of the town, through the cliffs. You've never been in there specifically, but you know about it. It's apparently pretty extensive. It's also not just like somewhere where you can just freely walk into, because again, it's very important to this whole system. So that's kind of in general.
That would you know. Share with us?
Oh, I would share all of that. There'd be no reason for me not to.
All right. So do we have to pay to get in?
Well, no, we don't have to pay to get in, but people will probably certainly be asking us why we're there.
Yeah, you'd think that you would probably need a reason to be in there. And you know, the reason would most likely have something to do with the Crumplemire papermaking industry.
Wow.
I wonder if I don't know, we don't have a lot of time, but maybe if we can solve these puzzles quickly enough the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
And get an audience with Crumplemire, maybe we can ask him show us the paper making process or the cave or something like that.
That's what I think.
Might be there on official business. It might make it harder for Ricardo to do whatever he's planning.
Is there an end to the... is this something we're forgetting? Like, do we... when we have the answers to the riddles, is there a time that you have to have the answers by? Or like, do you
It's the first to solve.
The first to solve. So do we know where to go when/if we solve them? Mm-hmm.
Gwen does. You go to the paper plant office.
Okay. Jesus Louise. Okay.
Jesus Louise.
The bureaucracy.
All right. Man. I mean, I'm not like a puzzle person, says Will. So I have no idea how fast we can solve it. But all I know is that I want to get my shit back. And if I know this guy at all, based on what he does... I feel like he is not going into this meeting in a fair way. That's all I'm saying. I think that we need to like trick him or not meet on where he wants to meet. Maybe we could leave a note there for him to meet us in a place that we control, something like that. So when he shows up at noon, he'll know to go wherever the hell we want him to go.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we can set it up with a big giant rock to smash his head after I get my shit back from him.
I don't approve of that part of the.
You know, I don't really plan, either. But... I think he's too cool. We can't really kill him, but we can hurt him a little bit. That'd be really satisfying.
How sad would the world be without Ricardo Ulysses in it?
I know. It would be a truly sad world. Especially now that his middle name is Fart. So.
Well, then why are you so eager to hurt Ricardo?
Me?
You just want to get stuff back from him?
Yeah, he took something that didn't belong to him. It belongs to me. Without asking.
Whew.
It's true.
That is true. How dare anyone ever do that?
He is evil and must be punished.
Wait a second. I would love to know what your definition of evil is, Miss Candy Queen, because I would love to know if you think that it's evil to steal something. That's fascinating.
Well, it certainly is evil to steal something. It's against evil. The law.
It is evil to steal something, you guys. Oh, man.
What if you're really good at it? What if it's
I'm not laughing in character. Do is evil? Not that tied in.
What'd you say?
What kind of person would take something that doesn't belong to them, especially if it's being kept in a desk?
Abby, what were you saying?
But what if stealing things is the only thing you're good at, and it's the only thing that you can do? Is it still evil then?
Well, yeah, because it's still against the law.
Ooh, so you got a just police officer.
You should just do things. So you should just be. You should just do nothing well then, if you can only do stealing well.
Well, I'm sure that if you could do stealing well, that you could find some other application to find a better hobby to do something well. Like,
what if it's not like a hobby? What if it's not a hobby? What if it's a career and it's because you're in a situation in which if you don't participate, you could be murdered? Would it be evil then?
Ooh. Well, I think that Ricardo Ulysses entertains people with his stealing.
Oh, I am so entertained, Rafina. That is who I'm talking about, by the way. I am completely talking about Ricardo Ulysses in all of these cases.
So is he a magician and an illusionist?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should suggest that to him.
Oh, that he should be an illusionist? Yeah. Let's go suggest to him that he should be an illusionist.
That's why he sips the sparkling water.
He's checking out the sparkling water to see what's going on there.
Oh, it's sparkling away. It is sparkling and sparkling.
Sparkling. How does it do that?
It's called a carbon dioxide golem, and it farts into the water. Just kidding!
I see. Gross. Gwen starts going into the science behind it because she does use carbonation in some of her candy making.
Oh, wow.
And all that. So,
like root beer gummies, those are some of my favorite things ever.
Oh, yeah.
And
Pop Rocks.
Is Gwen sitting anywhere near me?
Nobody's sitting anywhere near you. Good. You claimed half the table.
If I stood up again and did another walk around, could I go? What does Gwen's like outfit look like again? It has a big hood with a unicorn horn.
Red.
It's all red.
It's white with red and gold.
Okay. And does it have pockets or bags or?
Or a wallet chain.
Of course her dress has pockets.
That's the only useful kind of dress. Practical. Yeah.
Right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have like a bag or anything? Like, is there like because you were selling marshmallows before and you've been giving sticky bricks away. Like, what do those things come out of? Between your boobs
or
something?
My purse. I pull out of my boob.
Sticky brick.
Can I see if I can? I'm practicing because this is what Will plans to do when he sees Ricardo Ulysses. I'm going to try to pickpocket Gwen.
Okay.
She's going to kill me right now, you guys. This depends. It's all going to end right here.
It depends on this next roll.
Versus their passive perception.
That was a 20. It's not a natural 20, but it is a 20.
It is a 20. What's your passive perception?
We don't have to test the contract today.
My passive perception is 10.
So I just walk by and, like, you know, we're all talking about stuff and we were just talking about morality and stuff. And I was hoping not for like a marshmallow or anything, but maybe if there's like a piece of candy or something in there.
I can't imagine Gwen would have a piece of candy,
yeah, I know.
But maybe. What do you
no
think,
way,
Gwen?
Right? What do you have in there?
What don't I have in there? It's all my inventory.
Oh my God. Oh, is it like a magic container or bag or something? And it has like shelves in it. That.
I mean, Gwen just, she does not go anywhere unprepared.
Oh my gosh. Well, is there like a single wrapped candy or something like I can steal? I was picturing like, you know, a sucking candy or like a chocolate bonbon or something that's like individually wrapped that I could just yoink.
Oh yeah, there's like, you know, like candy canes in there and like the old people candy that like just sticks together and like butterscotches.
Butterscotch.
Well, I like if there's something that looks semi-fancy. I mean, I'm pickpocketing her, so it's not like a long study, but I was basically, my motivation for this is multiple things. Will's going to be an instigator probably, but also what he does in his town is brings in talented people from all over the country. So that's part of what I'm kind of like doing is like, I want to see, because I haven't actually tasted your stuff yet. You tried to shove a sticky brick in my face. I refused everything else because I, because I'm paranoid. So I want to try that. Is that cool? So yeah. So what do I guess I take whatever out. A bonbon, chocolate covered hoodad. No, that sounds
intricately
disgusting.
Designed one too. It's very intricate design.
Oh my gosh. All right. So I have it in my hand and I'm just walking. I keep walking around the table. When I get to the other side of the table, I start unwrapping it in front of you. But I'm just doing it. I'm not looking you in the eye or anything. I'm just unwrapping the candy and starting to eat it.
Gwen, did they have those? Yeah. Did they have those here at the front desk?
Is it good?
You're actually eating it?
Yeah, I'm taking a bite.
You feel the sugar rush through your blood.
Oh, I know. Nice. It's like the first thing I've eaten in so long.
Suddenly you have a calorie in you. It's amazing. Yeah, it tastes great.
Holy shit. I mean, I did that to prove a point, but that's awesome. Okay.
You've never tasted candy this good.
Holy shit. Wheels are turning. Yeah, they totally. Oh, man. Bathwack, did anyone see that? Is everyone in this fucking party that blind to what I just did?
I am very, very focused on the water.
Yeah, that Will said that out loud. That wasn't me. I'm sorry if I really normally talk that rudely to you guys. I'm so sorry. That was Will. That was Will asking.
Well, that was in character. I'm sorry.
You fucking idiots. Did you notice?
I hope I don't talk that way to you guys. Oh my goodness.
Dude looks up. Notice what?
Oh, he's eating a piece of candy.
Oh.
That looks kind of familiar.
I hadn't noticed.
Oh, can I have one? Where'd you get candy?
Just a little candy store that happens to be
this
everywhere.
Water magical, or like, what's the deal with this water?
I run a hand through my hair and I'm just like tugging on my hair a little bit in frustration. Cause the last time this happened, I tried to impress Bathwack with my pickpocketing and it didn't work either because he didn't pay attention. Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna keep walking around the table. Who's next? Who's next in the line of people I can pickpocket from?
I don't know. Let's see.
Will, why did you do that?
To prove
now
a point.
I think you're evil.
Yeah, I know, which is ridiculous, is all I'm saying.
Wait, why did you do what? Wait, is that mine?
Yes, it's yours, okay?
I think Will was trying to entertain us.
Oh, crap.
No, why?
Were you doing an illusion? Were you being a magician?
No, I was not. This candy was in your bag, and I took it, and I ate it. Now what are you going to do?
Well, what did you think of it?
It's amazing. Will you come to Tivoli, please? Because what the fuck? I need to have that candy in my town. But you're not even mad. This is fucking weird. You guys, I don't understand what's happening. I thought she would be mad, and I am very surprised by this.
Well, I'm a little upset that you took something from me, but I mean, you had to eat, and I'm glad you liked it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mental note. Next time I'll steal everything else. I mean,
would you like me to bite your head off?
No, thanks. I'm just saying.
I am good.
Stealing isn't evil. That is ridiculous. However, when you steal from me, you're an asshole. You know what I mean? So we gotta go.
That clears that up.
So, yeah. But anyway, are we going to try to... What was the plan? What were we working on before we got into this?
Surprise him.
Exactly.
Surprise him. So anyway.
We're going to surprise him by not killing... Wait a second. Let's make that analogous to what just happened. We could kill him... I mean, oh, damn it. Now all of a sudden, Rafina wants to kill him.
Oh.
Weren't we considering maybe trying to get Krumpel Meyer to take us there, and then be having some of us try to surprise him, Krumpel Meyer. But all I can think of now is fart. I only know his real name.
That's fine.
Yes, that you're is familiar what I'm enough called. With him.
Or we also said that we could leave a note there telling him to meet us because we know he's maybe going to be there. So.
Right.
Leaving him a note telling him to where to find us.
Mm-hmm. And where would we have that. Where would we have the upper hand? Is there a way to make sure that when he comes in, we can catch him? Or, you know, you guys, he might send somebody else that he's brainwashed. I mean, that's true, too. If it were me, that's what I would do. I mean, not that I can brainwash anyone, but I would definitely not send myself into a meeting that I don't want to go into.
Well, maybe he wants to go in. It sounds like he knows you guys already.
Can I steal another piece of candy from Gwen?
You can try. Gwen, okay. Are you paying attention now or not?
I'm paying attention now.
All right, give me a perception roll.
Oh, no, I rolled a natural one!
Oh, boy.
I wish you didn't roll yet. I was going to say something. That's all right.
Oh, go ahead.
I wanted to see if I could... I know Will is really good at this, so this is dangerous, but if I could... actually try to slip something into his hand instead of whatever is he's getting from
Gwen. Was a natural one?
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Wait a second. Do not put your dick in my hand.
Yes. That would certainly clear things up.
And maybe I meant to pick a different word to describe what I'm doing.
So you can roll me a perception check. Gwen, it's probably pretty moot at this point, considering what Will rolled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm probably going to roll terrible anyway. So,
if you're allowing me to do this, I was going to.
Oh wow!
Try to. Okay.
Yeah. What
so
is he...
Gwen rolled a 19. Keep going, Alex.
Sorry.
I was going to try good. To try to somehow for Will to. To end up with the pen that I got for him from the stationery store.
Oh, that's so cute.
I thought you got him paper.
Got him paper and a pen. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought I got the pen.
No, you got an eraser.
You bought
a pen too, I think.
Alex, I mean, Bathwick got me the eraser.
Yeah. And you got Will pen and paper. Okay. I forgot about the pen. Okay. Then yes, you absolutely can. So...
But do I notice? I don't even
You're
notice.
You're diving in.
Okay.
And you pull out this fancy pen.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to steal this. Here. And I give it back to Gwen.
This isn't even mine. Did I steal this from somebody?
Oh, my God. Gwen, you're evil. Did you know that? You're evil.
Did you know that?
Did you know that by stealing a pen, you will now go to all the hells of all the gods in all of Six Rivers? Evil!
Well, then I'll have to pray to my gods that that doesn't happen.
Oh, my goodness.
No, Gwen, it's all right. I got that pen for Will at the stationery store.
Oh.
What?
It's a gift for Will. Here you go.
Yeah, you can give it to him. Yeah.
What the
Will
fuck?
Will is going to throw up all over the place, but that's okay.
No. Will takes it, but he's like, what the fuck is this? What?
It's a nice pen from the stationery store.
Did you steal it? Is this part of the lesson in morality that we are trying to...
Would you like it better if I stole it?
No, I just want to know what the fuck I have a pen for. Why are you giving me a pen?
deals with this. Here you go. And I'm going to give him the stationery that has, that's, it's like that super nice stationery. I don't know what I'm looking at exactly, but the guy said it was nice stationery for, writing contracts. I don't know. Maybe it is. Here you go.
Oh my God.
Bethwack. I mean, Will breaks into tears.
Wait a second. You, and I'm going to look at the paper. Like, what do, is it like, what does it look like? Is it
nice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice paper for writing contracts.
Mm-hmm. It's nicer than what you have.
And Will's just like, are you saying you want a new con? You want me to write a new contract? Is that, are you hiring me to rewrite our contract, or you need a contract for somebody else? I don't
know. No, I went into the stationery store mostly because Rafina was rolling around on the ground. And I looked around. I'm like, Will would love this store. And so I just, you know, picked those up so that we could get another ticket, you know. And I don't know. I mean, we contract's okay for now, as long as one doesn't try to kill you. Yeah.
Will is just looking around at everybody like, I don't understand why I have it. He does.
I think you're confused because you didn't notice that he stole it or that he put it into your hand.
I am also confused by that, but I don't understand why this person that was just really upset at me in the street and tried to interrupt the entire plan that we had has now given me a pile of, it's got to be homework. I am just confused. I don't know why I suddenly have a pen and paper, but
that's good. Now Will thinks I'm manipulating him, which is perfect.
Right. Okay. So
are we all giving things to Will? Here, have another piece of candy.
Ooh. Will's very lucky right now.
Oh, Rafina, do you want some too?
Okay.
I'm not going to leave anyone out.
Will, you know, sometimes people are just nice.
What?
I refuse.
That's ridiculous. That I wouldn't even know. Okay, listen, I know some people are nice, but that doesn't even, why would you do this, Bathwack? This is not a gift. This is some kind of obligation, and I put it down in front of Bathwack.
Will, you what? Can just say thank you.
No, I sorry, cannot, because this is something else. This is not a gift. I'm just trying.
I mean, you could use it to write letters to Curtis if you want.
See, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. That is exactly what I'm saying. Because I put the paper and pen down in front of Bathwack, and I'm pointing at him, and I'm like, that is exactly what I'm saying. There is no way that this gift, this is not a gift. This is not a, what is this?
There's really nothing to it, Will. I just thought it was a good time to keep you from stealing more things from Gwen. And and also give you this gift that I had lying around.
Right. I have so many gifts for you too, Bathwack, because it's gift giving day. This is incomprehensible. So let's see. What else? What do we need to talk about, huh? Right? Beyond this, whatever trick this must be.
He's flummoxed. Wow.
Well, I mean, I hate to bring this up again, but I really need to pay my rent on time.
Oh, yes.
So I would like to get my hands on this Ricardo, the real Ricardo Ulysses, and I would love to get back what he took from me.
Me too.
We do only have a couple hours.
How long has it been since a waiter was in here? I am getting suspicious. Will is suddenly suspicious about the service and whether that means somebody's coming to kill us or something.
As you say that, there is a soft knock on the door.
Oh, okay.
And then the door opens and the waiter comes in.
How tall is he?
What color is he?
What color is he?
He's gray.
Purple and green.
Sorry. He's not short.
Okay.
And he says, yes, are you all ready to order?
Yeah. Yes.
Do we even have menus?
Yeah, I know. Like,
they've been on the table.
Are you kidding me? Then I was walking around with a menu, not the sparkling water eventually. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yes, I'll have the pain perdu.
Oh, yes. Very good.
And a side of sour cream.
Good. All right.
Is this a very expensive place? Are the prices on there?
Nope.
The prices are not on there? Nope. Oh!
That's not a good sign.
No, it is not. Will knows that, too. I got to remind myself how much money I have. Oh, man. This is depressing.
And you, sir, says to you, are you enjoying the sparkling water?
I have not drunk the sparkling water. It's very nice. Yes. I don't want to offend anybody.
And what can I bring you to eat for breakfast this morning?
Breakfast. What is your favorite dish?
Me? Oh, yes. Nothing better than a good plate of eggs with a side of bacon, some toast.
That is what I shall have.
Good. Yes, good. How would you like your eggs?
How do you
cracked open and
how do you like your eggs? Dew would know about egg prep, so
yes, he would.
Well, there was like no chickens in Barovia. You said that. There was no eggs, remember?
Oh, right.
Well, I mean there's bird eggs.
Oh, hey, that's true.
Raven have, like, eggs. Bad eggs.
Eggs over medium, please.
Anybody else? I'll go
hungry.
Around the table.
Do you have steak?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I would like a steak, rare.
Good.
You don't even need to cook it, actually. Just bring out a rare steak.
Right.
Tartare.
Okay. Certainly.
Hyper rare.
Jaws hanging open.
I will have rare fish. But yes, also no cook.
He seems emboldened after Gwen ordered her food. And yes, you, sir, says to Bathwack.
How much... do you have salmon?
Yes, we've got salmon, sure.
Yeah. How much is it?
Oh, it's I mean you get a side of salmon.
I mean how much does it cost?
Oh, yes. Certainly. The salmon? Yes, it's 1 gold.
Hmm. just a minute. Okay, everyone else is. He's looking around. Everyone else is ordering food. I'll have the salmon.
Good. And you, sir? To Will.
Bacon, sausage, eggs, hash browns.
Good.
Coffee, orange juice, heavy cream, lots of sugar.
In the orange juice?
The orange juice?
No! Just on the side! You're not making me a coffee, I assume. You bring it so that I can make
cream.
It.
Yeah.
Ew.
Like, ew. All of those ingredients.
She just brings you a tureen with all of those things in it.
Just pour them in the blender.
Yeah. Ew!
You don't know how this restaurant works.
Oh, no!
Fine,
they bring
as
out
in
meal,
blended.
They show it to you. Oh. It's perfectly plated. And then they scrape it into a blender, yeah. And then they pour it out into the bowl.
No.
And then, because it's a fancy restaurant, they set it on fire.
Nice.
And how would you like your eggs?
Sunny side up.
Good.
Ooh,
no.
Risk taker.
Poached.
Oh.
That's what Will would say.
No poached.
No. Yes, poached. Poached.
Very confusing.
Chef's
order.
Choice, anything but poached.
All right. Yes, I'll have some eggs and bacon as well. I'll have my eggs scrambled, though, please, says Hilula. Good. All right. Anything else? Anybody forget anything? No. Good. All right. Back in the jiff.
All right. I was getting worried. Doors. I thought maybe somebody was coming in here to murder us. Like, Ricardo had already done his plan, and then he was going to come in and had us trapped. Somehow he came here. I don't know. That's what I was worried
about. It's a restaurant. They're going to come take our order.
Right. I know, but they took a long time to come in here. So I thought it was suspicious. I thought maybe he was planning on coming in here and killing us all. Okay, so we got to kill him first. And I don't really mean we got to kill him. He's fine. We don't have to kill him. that would be a tragedy, but yeah. So, okay, I think we have a plan, right? Kind of. Wait, do we?
Are we going to try to solve the puzzles and see if we can, do we have enough time to do this and ask Crumplemeyer to let us back there, or do we just have to go sneak in?
That's the trick, because it was only like 2 more hours until noon. What was it? Two more hours until
And we're eating a fancy lunch
and
right now.
And we're eating a fancy, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. That would require us solving the... I mean, how do you guys think you're doing on that riddle? Anywhere close?
My idea of looking up at the ceiling for the high didn't pan out.
Well, I mean, I guess if we don't show up where we know he's going to be, do you think he would seek us out? Because we would be rude in standing him up?
I think so, but I also, I think he's not planning just to meet us regularly there. I have a feeling he plans to steal from us more, and he's probably pissed about everything I've done, so there's that, and I think that we should try to get the upper hand, so yeah, I still think we should meet him on our own terms. Do you know of a place that we could have him go to that we could set up... to work to our advantage?
The candy shop?
Ooh.
Well, I mean, don't you think he's taken enough from me already? But...
Also, that would have to piss off your assistant even more than we've already pissed him off.
But if he's mad about him already, then he'll be extra feisty.
I was going to say, we would have an ally in Alistair.
Yeah.
That's where the word comes from.
We'd have an Alistair.
I mean, in that, yeah, like he could, even if he could, all he can do is like watch a door or something, like he doesn't have to be involved in a crazy plot, but as long as we have another set of eyes or something like that, that would be helpful, because that would mean that we could kind of split up maybe and have some of us waiting in the store, some of us kind of keeping an eye out elsewhere, like outside of the store, up high somewhere. I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember what the layout of your store is. Will would probably, because it was like an hour ago, but I don't remember. Were there two exits in the back? Why am I thinking
that? There's an exit in the back where we get the deliveries, and then there's the door in the front.
Okay, so two doors, but not two. Yeah. Okay, all right. All right. Magic. Let's look at spells.
Magic.
What can we do? I can change him into an animal, a slow animal, not make the huge fucking mistake I did on the plane, and turn him into a mouse. I don't know a lot of animals, you guys. I didn't grow up on a farm, okay?
You didn't grow up around a lot of organisms.
But also, couldn't we protect ourselves so that we're impervious from whatever he might do to us?
So let's try to remember what he did on the ship. What did he do to us? He definitely has mind control-ish kind of things, or the people he's associated with do, because he had mind control over those two people who didn't have a kid at all. He can disguise himself. He was with Ibish. I don't know if that's a thing. Like, if he's associated with role for, I don't know, history, like, does he always associate with Ibish? Like,
You've
if that's
never
a...
heard that before.
No?
So
I haven't? Okay.
He casts magic?
Yes, he does. He is...
Do you see him casting the magic?
I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, either him or someone he's associated with had to have brainwashed this woman and man that he was pretending to be their kid, like a little boy, and they thought he was their kid. And then when he left, they were confused. So he definitely, either he or somebody he associates with, can cast a spell to control minds or to confuse people. He also can disguise himself. Now, I don't know if that's, you know, an item he has that can do that, or if he can just do that on his own.
Well, if he's using magic to do these things, I can detect that.
Oh.
Also, if he's casting a spell and we're seeing him cast a spell, I mean, I'll just counterspell him.
Ooh. All right.
Is that a thing? Oh, you mean with any old spell? I thought maybe you had a spell that was just
no counterspell. It's counterspell. Yeah.
Oh, it is a spell.
Yeah. One actually. Speaking of which, well, I mean, I guess Will wouldn't know this, but one of the Ibish did that to Will at one point when I was trying to cast a spell. One of the Ibish prevented me from casting the spell. So yes, I am familiar with that spell. I had it done to me once, and it was annoying.
But guess what? I also have is a tiny hut.
A tiny hut.
We can all climb into a tiny hut and be protected.
Is that like Dew's pillow fort that I didn't want to go in?
Even
missed out.
It's true. It was a very nice fort. It's yes. This is a new hut for me, but I can guarantee that it will be a hut.
Great ad.
What does it
for me, but I can guarantee
what is
be
the
a hut.
What does it mean? What is it? What happens if we go in it?
It sucks us all into a hut, a tiny hut.
And then what? Then do I have safe. To live there with all of you?
This tiny hut isn't going to ruin my store, is it?
It's very tiny. It might be as small as a, you know, sticky brick or smaller. And so we'll get to be tiny. Won't that be fun?
No, it won't. Rafina.
Rafina, is this a spell?
Yes. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes you have tiny huts.
She suddenly become a Star Wars figure collector.
Okay, so I can turn him into something small. Rafina makes us all live in a house somewhere. I'm very confused by that spell. Gwen can cast magic. More magic than just her candy. Am I right, you guys? I finally had some of that fucking candy and it was awesome, so...
You've actually eaten something.
Yes.
I think Dew has never seen you eat before.
Probably not.
So well, this is a special moment.
Yeah, I probably... I mean,
I think if I can get a hit on him, I can prevent him from coming invisible if this is something... I guess we've never seen him do that, but he does seem to slip away quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he also... I cast a spell on him that should have knocked him out, and he did not get knocked out. So he is pretty powerful. I mean, we should all know that because of everything he's done.
Well, he may be powerful, but so am I.
Ooh. Seem to remember. It's really hard because we were in the middle of battle, but... Somehow I wished at the time I had a mug because he was like grains of sand slipping through my hand. Like my wasn't that something that
yes,
he did?
Yes, he did. He said I am like sand through somebody's fingers. Yes, that's what I was trying to do with my impression. Guys, don't you think I did a good job? He does
yes,
a terrible job with
good.
Metaphors. Thank you, Rafina.
He does. It was excellent. It made me very uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. Will said he's sorry. Will never says he's sorry.
Rafina is touched. Rafina falls over in a swoon.
Will has no idea what you're talking. He didn't realize that he said he was sorry to you. He has no idea why you fainted. Oh my God. Are you okay?
Yep.
Yikes. I bounce right back up.
Everyone, I mean, so you were all there in the street. I kind of lost my temper with Will. You know, now that we're sitting all down at dinner. Lunch, whatever the hell meal it is.
This is breakfast, Bathwax.
Now that we're sitting down for it's lunch.
It's
all right,
sick. All right.
Yeah, this doesn't bode well. We're already arguing. guys, well, I don't know. You know, so Will wrote a letter.
Oh, what?
I happened to see it.
What? Wait a second. What are we talking about? Why are we talking about this right now?
I feel like we need to talk about it for a second. Does everyone know what the word fence means? Like, Will wrote this letter.
What?
He said he's going to fence Yar Jarrett. He doesn't really want to talk to me about it.
Well, I didn't say that. That's not what the letter says. That's not.
Fence? That's like with the sticky, like the pokey thing and the thing. What?
So, no.
So I'm not sure this is clear to everyone, but, you know, so... Everyone calls me Bathwack, right?
Wait. You skipped. What did you just say?
Everyone calls me Bathwack. That's what I call myself.
Yeah, right? It's just weird. It keeps cutting out the first word.
That's weird.
Oh, shoot.
Is he saying everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, that's not my real...
Oh man, he's
not my first name.
This is a bad time for you to not be working.
It's just the first syllable. Like if you just say blah and then start talking, then you're fine.
Yeah.
it's the setting on the I didn't talk enough this time.
Mm-hmm.
Just to detect this. It's the input sensitivity.
Yeah.
Okay. Change it and then please keep going.
No. So I just like we're all sitting down at lunch or breakfast or whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a plan for what we're gonna do with Ricardo.
Yeah.
If we don't talk about me losing my temper earlier, this is just going to keep coming up and being awkward. So let's just hash it out.
I don't feel awkward. I mean, I didn't feel awkward before, but now I certainly feel awkward because you're bringing up a personal letter that I wrote to my brother in front of a bunch of people, half of which I don't even know. And you weren't even supposed to look at it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything else about what's in that letter.
But
wait, but he's using fence as a verb? I don't know that word.
Yeah, So I don't know either, but Word Yard Jarrett, that's my clan name.
But
it's something I don't really want to talk about, but you forced me to.
I can understand that.
So, but...
What does fence mean?
And Will,
what are you going to do in Gully's End, Will?
I am not going to Gully's End, and... Fence, it doesn't mean it's nothing. It's not a big deal. I just wanted to know about you a little more. That's it. That's all that means, basically. And you wouldn't have even known about it if you didn't read my private letter.
That makes it better.
Uh-oh. What'd he say?
He said that makes it
better. That makes it better.
Well, you know, sometimes when you don't know about things, they don't actually matter to you.
Hmm.
And are you sending someone to Gully's End, Will? Is there a chance they might meet someone at Gully's End who knows me?
I mean, what do you think the letter meant? Because,
oh boy.
Because it sounds like you're very suspicious of me, and it's just a letter that I'm writing my brother. Why would you think, just because I see half of the stuff in there was in code and you don't know that code. It could be that I said, hey, I really want to go on a vacation in Gully's End, but I don't think that's any of your business.
Bathwack is visibly losing his composure, his temper.
Oh boy.
What is,
it's like his fists are clenched and his teeth are kind of bared. And he repeats the question.
Gwen,
what
quick,
does
give
fence
him a piece
mean,
of candy.
Will? What are you doing in Gully's End?
I thought you didn't even like Gully's End. You don't seem to ever want to go there.
What did you say your clan was?
Repeat it again. But it's your Jarrett.
Hmm.
Never repeat it again. Let's just not talk about it again.
Wait a second, though. I've been saying that for a while. I would love to know about your history. I'm so fascinated at somebody
but
who
why,
could...
Will?
I'd love to know what fence means. I'm so fascinated.
Right. Well, fence just means I want to find out some more information about you.
Yeah. And what does that mean, Will? Are you sending someone to Gully's End?
No! That's a lie.
You sending your brother?
Deception.
Deception. All right.
Sending your...
And insight, please.
And you're... Yeah.
Anybody,
you know,
ever
everyone here, you know, help me out, everyone. You heard our conversation in the street. This is not private anymore. All know my real clan name. It's not private anymore.
I didn't want to inject myself into your private affairs, but it does seem like something's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that I know any of you very well. I think it's great that we're talking some things out and getting some things in the open, I guess.
And if it makes me feel better, for better part of a month, I guess.
Well, Bathwack, if it makes you feel any better, I don't use my clan name either.
And Bathwack, with your role, you're not sure if Will is telling the truth or not.
Right.
Was that perception for me? Does Gwen know that I'm not telling the truth?
That's older.
Oh, that's older? Okay.
So I'm not sure whether you're lying or telling the truth.
Well, for that one specific question is what he made me roll it for. Yeah. You said, are you sending somebody to Gully's End? And I said, no. So you don't know.
Said no?
I said no.
But I don't know if you're telling the truth.
But you don't know if I'm telling the truth.
Like I said earlier.
Huh?
If you're sending someone to Gully's End, you're interfering in something that you may not understand. If your decisions lead to consequences you can't control, that's not on me.
Ooh.
This goes above our contract. You're putting our friendship at stake. Tread carefully there. If you send someone there, just watch what you're doing there.
What's in Gully's End?
Yeah.
That's where I'm from.
And?
So why are you sending someone to where he's from?
Yeah, Will, why are you doing that?
I just said that I'm not.
And I don't know if you're telling me the truth or not.
Right. Well, if I was, what would make you think that it would be a bad thing?
Curtis's letter is none of my business. This is none of your business.
What is none of my business? Just having somebody visit a town in Six Rivers? I think we're all allowed to travel anywhere we want, right?
Didn't he just say that you used his, and I'm not going to repeat the name, his clan name?
I've used it many times. He never said that he didn't want it to be said.
Listen, Will, if a dragonborn leaves their clan, it's sometimes not in the best of terms. So it's best not to meddle in business that you have nothing to do with, especially when it comes to things like that.
Well, I've only known Bathwack for a couple weeks, but he has pushed me around and pulled me to places I don't want to be. And I'm just wondering, he seems to have a little bit of a kingly complex thing going on.
I've also defended you, Will.
Yeah, I've defended you too, but that doesn't mean that.
What?
I know. I have. What, Rafina?
And Gwen gets up and just is like, if a dragonborn leaves their clan and it's not on the best of terms and they don't use their clan name, it's best not to meddle with that business.
Hmm. I guess you might have a clan name you don't want us to know about, huh?
Will, you are pushing everyone's buttons.
Yes, and I am.
I cast Fog Cloud.
I'm going to come back and eat the salmon later.
All right, so this this fog cloud immediately fills this room. What color is it? Is it gray?
It's pink and it's purple and green.
All right, this purple and green fog cloud
figured it out.
Fills the room. The last thing you see, Will, are these two glowering dragon eyes as the cloud fills the room.
Yikes, do I die? The last thing I see?
Yeah, before your vision is completely obscured by the fog.
Oh my god! Ah! Rafina! I'm waving my arms around. This does nothing to relieve the tension!
Well, nobody can see each other, and that is what we need right now.
Oh, no.
And also, it's going to be hilarious when the waiter comes back.
When you send someone to Gully's End, tread lightly.
This is now coming out of a fog bag.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still talking to you. Already said that. You said that before. Oh, can we not hear each other either?
What? No, yeah, you can hear.
Okay.
It's just
can hear each other.
Yeah, it's just
yeah,
fog.
You said that before. You said that. Tread lightly or something similar. I get it. And also, I just said that I'm not sending anybody.
It
Do I have to roll
like
again?
You're very curious. Again? Curious enough to send a letter to somebody about it.
My insight's terrible.
14.
Still not good enough.
Oh, poor Bathwack.
You're not, like, blindly believing him, though. You're just not sure.
So what was in the letter, Will?
Very specific instructions on how to take care of my town. Because when you are someone in the position that I'm in, and you leave suddenly, everything could fall apart.
And where does offense going to Bathwack's clan come into that?
It had nothing. Just because I said things that Bathwack saw does not mean that any threat is happening at all. All right? Like, I've already said that I'm not sending anybody. I don't know if I have to roll deception again. I've already said that.
But you started your sentence saying that you did have reasons to ask about Gully's End.
I did.
So you are sending somebody to Gully's End.
Listen, you have to send somebody in order to get information about a place.
So you are sending somebody to Gully's
End. No, that was a question. I don't think you have to send a person physically. Like, first of all, that's what he asked me. If I'm sending somebody, and he's asking me in this manner in which it's being implied that I'm sending somebody, I don't know, to kill somebody. Does he have somebody important in Gully's End? Are you married? What's going on, Bathwack? I thought you never were going to go back there. All I'm saying, listen, everybody's so mad at me, and all I'm saying is this was a private letter with instructions on my town, and just because I mentioned Bathwack's weird name that I didn't know what it was, just because I mentioned that does not mean that I've done anything to harm Bathwack, all right? In case everybody is just, it sounds like everyone's so worried about Bathwack. It's nothing is going to happen to Bathwack. Nothing in the, and that, I don't have to roll deception for that. I mean, as far
as
I
know. Are you sure? Will, do you even know the consequences of your decisions sometimes?
Do I know the consequences of my decisions? I have been living my life with the consequences of my decisions for my whole life. That's where I am, okay? That's who I am. Don't worry about it.
I haven't known you long, but I've never seen you happy, except with that napkin.
Well,
Bathwack, what did you see?
Sorry, what?
What was the phrase in the letter that you saw?
Yeah, tell us more.
Fence my clan name. Fence it. I don't know what this means. Will's just not going to tell me.
What did you mean, Will? Will, what did you mean? Will, Will, tell me what you meant. Will, I'm going to keep asking. Will. What did that mean?
I feel like this is a gross invasion of privacy because that letter
Will,
was not.
You cannot hide behind that. No, Will. We have been adventuring together, all of us.
And unwillingly,
which has the word will in it. And appropriately also, even when we don't get along, sometimes the turtle guy will give you some stationery. And that's the way it works.
And that is exactly why I would ask somebody to get information about Bathwack, which is what I asked for, okay? That's all I asked for. That is exactly the kind of shit why. I have no idea what this guy's motivation is, but he is entirely suspicious. He shows up, he says, the good among us have nothing to fear. What kind of fucking shit is that? All right?
Isn't that how all of you met?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, what? No. Well, I guess. I mean, yeah, he said that to like half the party, which half the party is now gone. I guess I'm the only person left in that half of the party.
My understanding was that you all just met, you all were brought here.
To Barovia.
Do you know anybody here?
I didn't know any of these people no, we were all brought separately from different places.
What makes him different?
What makes Bathwack different?
Yes.
Bathwack.
Suddenly this turns into a love ballad. What makes Bathwack different? Bathwack.
Makes me want to sing!
What makes Bathwack different from the other people I met in Barovia is that he came up blasting about his black and white morality. He has wanted to kill certain people that I didn't agree with and is always casting Zone of Truth on me. So, you know, as much as he wants to pretend that he is like my total friend, he is incredibly suspicious of me and has, you know, whatever. It's unfair. This is not fair to accuse me of being like, oh man, I'm so suspicious, but Bathwick's casting spells on me left and right constantly.
Will, you so rarely lie to me, but you know, you're just, you know, you're close to something that's very important to me.
I want to know what that is. You keep saying that.
You're not going to get the whole story out of me right now. You talk about it's not fair. I mean, well, you could be straight with me about this.
About what?
About what your plans are there. I mean, that, like, I... What you're worried about trusting me. This is a pretty personal matter. Don't need to be involved in it.
But is it personal if you have to escort me all across Six Rivers and I want to know, do a little background check on who is escorting me across Six Rivers? Somebody who
background
apparently...
Background check is not part of our contract.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know about that. If you see Paige...
You can't
you
see
can
it.
You can just ask people about things. I mean, I've only known you guys for a little bit. I certainly haven't been with you guys as long as most of you have been together. But, I mean, and Will, I've only known you a short amount of time, but I'm sorry, you definitely give off some very skeevy vibes. I feel very bad saying this. I do apologize. I'm telling the truth.
Are you going to tell me that the good among us have nothing to fear? And
the good among us have nothing to fear.
There we go. See, I knew it.
But I mean, if you guys know each other, instead of trying to go behind each other's backs, just ask. People will talk about things, and if they don't want to talk about something, then you should respect that. And some people are just nice.
No, yeah, some people are just nice. That. But is nice different from good? And is Bathwack nice or is he good? And who is he to judge who I am? Because that's what I've been fighting this whole fucking time. I said too much.
I have a new perspective.
What?
I spent a really long time being able to tell what Will could feel.
Yeah, you did.
I happen to know, based on that time, because I have an excellent memory, mm-hmm. that Will reacts to things sometimes in a specific way that has to do with him and not with reality. So, this means that, for example, when someone says the good among you have nothing to fear, most people who are good would be like, oh, excellent. Someone who will keep us safe. And someone like Will, who worries that he's not good, will be like, oh, crap, I'm going to die.
Oh.
It's
just
why
did you two enter into any kind of contract in the first place?
That's a great question.
Well...
Will, I'm not going to harm you.
Says a voice from the fog bank.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're all disembodied voices right yep. now.
I'm not going to harm you. I
know you're not going to harm me because we have a contract in place that if you do, you have to give me that necklace.
What we're talking about right now is more important than any of this, than my holy symbol, the contract.
Is it?
I'm not going to harm you. I'd like you to be honest with me about this. You can't be honest with me about this. If you can't be direct with me about this, I don't know whether or not you're being honest with me. Then I'm going to have to assume that I need to be aware of whatever it is you're doing. And I need to make sure everything's going to be okay. Well, I know whatever you do, if you harm me, it's unintentional.
Oof. If wow. Athena could feel my feelings right now,
she can't. Yeah.
She would know there's a lot of guilt there. This man. Right. It would definitely be unintentional.
So tread carefully. If you won't tell me what it is you're doing.
I kind of said what I'm doing. I mean, like, right? How much more information do you need? I said I wanted to get more information about you. That's
you could call it off. You could write another letter. It's not why I gave you the stationery, but you could do it.
Is that why he gave me the stationery? I say, even though you just said
that it's not why.
I have some cardstock. You could just use that.
I pull
out a piece of cardstock, slide it across the table through the fog.
Yep. Suddenly there's a piece of paper in you.
By now.
Oh no, it lasts up to an hour.
Oh my god.
Or until Rafina tells it to go away.
That's hilarious.
Really? I thought it has to be wind.
Oh my god.
If only Ricardo Fart Ulysses could bring his famous wind to blow away the fog.
It's concentration. You can disperse it.
I'll look at the paper and I see it sucks. He's so into self-preservation. He's terrified. So he's like, he's like, the thing is, Bathwack, I could do that, but you still aren't being honest with all of us about your shit. So I don't see why it's that ludicrous that I might want to know a little bit more about the person that's supposed to be taking me across this
country.
But
if I understand Bathwack correctly, he's not objecting to that. He's saying that the way you're doing it may pose a threat to him, to people he cares about. I don't understand it. And I'm not getting any farther involved. Because this seems to be a very sensitive topic for you, Bathwack, but I think the objection is not the gathering of information, but the way it's being gathered.
Is that true, Bathwack?
Yeah, to some degree, sure. I mean, I'm not going to go and tell you my life story, but
why not?
I'm not just going to go and tell you everything about me, Will. But
you seem to want to know that about me.
Listen, am I prying into your life? Am I sending people to Tivoli? Learn more about the person I'm going to risk my life escorting across this land? I'm not.
Touché. I feel like it's because you assume the best of people, and perhaps you would want to do a background check on me, but
nope. I don't think that's why.
I don't think
that Jack assumes the best of people.
No.
We can all agree here that I think all of us have certain things maybe in our past or what have you that we're not comfortable sharing with people we may have known for only a few weeks, days, hours, etc.
Sorry. The better part of a night and a day.
Yeah.
And we were awake the whole time. Yeah. We've known each other a long time.
Well, I was sleeping. but I think that we just, all of us need to respect that about each other and respect if one of us isn't comfortable sharing something right now or right away. Maybe in the future it's something you'll learn about, but I think we need to have that respect for each other and not try to go behind each other's backs to do background checks or find information. If you want to know something, ask. If they don't want to share it, accept it.
That is just not how I work.
And then all of a sudden the doors open. What? What is going on? What is this?
Disperse, disperse, disperse. Fine.
And Ricardo Ulysses are standing around us.
Oh my god. Holy
It sounds like the fog cloud's going to be dispersed, but this outraged cry is the last thing we're going to hear tonight on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my gosh.
It's hot in here.
It is pork.
Do you think that I cut out, like, that I talked enough over cutting out that you got all the things I said?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so. All right.
I'm not sure what exactly what I said, but I think I basically said
you,
what
you were thinking.
I think we're not going to be able to talk about this anymore because, like, that's it. Like, that's all I've got to say about it.
Well, the crazy thing is right now it's just fine. I think you have to just talk quickly, maybe.
I think it just takes, like, a half a second to pick it up. Like, it.
Yeah, well, that has it's to like, be something with the settings, though.
Maybe. I don't know. But, it's like it, not Adam. To bring up Gloomhaven and you kill me, but like it happens like when I ask if you're ready, and I almost never hear you because you just say like yes.
Oh,
I say yep, and then you just hear
yeah or nothing. Yeah.
Well, you know the movie The King's Speech, where he learns to start all of his lines with like some little sound, like he goes. Then we will do this, blah, 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 blah. Like, if you were to do that and get it starting to listen, then you could make, like, one syllable.
I say.
But the listeners will never hear it. Only
that's amazing.
Just you will.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Oh, I'm trying to see. Like, there must be a setting. Oh, that's so frustrating. Dang. Because it also, like, I get confused. I know you can pick it up really easily.
Well, the thing is, you're
confused.
Thinking, and often you're even talking, like, when you're having a conversation with him, so it's harder.
Right, I can't, like, you. And so when he says something, I'm like, what? And then I'm like, wait, what did I say? Mm-hmm. Like, so it gets confusing for me to try to... I'm a slow thinker, I guess.
I hung on every word, and I heard it all.
Yeah? Oh.
Yes. Yeah, I think I got it all.
Why is ours being weird, then?
I lost a word or two here and there, but I think I got most of it.
Oh, man.
I think you just have more trouble because you were having the conversation, and again, you were maybe talking at the same
like,
time.
Because, like, I literally...
it's a lot of processing to do, right?
Yeah.
And you don't know when I'm going to interrupt or when you're going to interrupt. And, I just figured, like, while we're sitting down, we'd better talk about this because it just keeps, like, hanging there. So,
Yeah.
See, Bathwack is, like, demi healthy at least. And Will's like, we never talk about our feelings or anything like that. It's definitely not
need
what
couples
we do.
Counseling.
Like, that's the trouble part, is that Will is very much used to being in control of, like, you know, who's around him. And right now he's not at all. And this character is like, you don't need to know anything about my background. I'll take you 1,000 miles or however long it is. And Will's like, this is will not do. I don't know why. And, like, part of what I can't say and what Will is going through Will's head is, like, if you were smart enough, you would find out who I am. But you don't have any idea that I am a murderer, that I am a thief, that I'm all of these horrible things. And Bathwick, it's really sad.
Bathwick's also just not, he's also, what, like, his intelligence is 9, you know? That's why I keep fooling him.
Right. It's fine, but it's also frustrating. And sometimes it makes me want to, like, roll poorly. Because, like, I feel bad that I lied so well that whole time.
You also want things to come out.
I want things to come out. I want Will's background to come out. It should be the only way Will will ever move forward.
Right, Gwen?
evil. Yeah.
Oh,
evil
person. You said something about Will being wanting to be in control.
Yeah.
And, like, being sure that no one can hurt him and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
But what's sort of funny about that to me is, like, Will is way more powerful now than he was a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, stupidly more powerful.
Yeah.
His hit point total is, like, what, like, multiplied by a factor of 6 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, like,
yeah,
it's insane, right? I mean, and he knows all, like, crazy spells now. He didn't know any magic before.
And I think that's why he's a little more...
He can fly. Bathwick can't fly.
Right. But he's acting a little more cocksure. Like, he just freaking, like, instigated Gwen right in front of her face and Bathwack. Like, Will definitely is feeling in some ways like, yeah, look at these fools. Because that's... Honestly, he's such a fucking asshole. He's been lying to so many of you for so long that he's like, well, none of these people have any idea who I am. And if they knew who I was, they would throw me out of this group and I would be alone and I would have to make my way back to Tivoli. on my own, which is why
but we know some of it, like yeah. right.
What well, you're see, say, Rafina, which is why... Rafina knows a lot, like a lot. Rafina and knows somehow, a lot of things, yeah. like even like not just the feeling stuff. Like she was given visions of like Will's history. Like she knows a lot of things, but like Will has never said any of that stuff to any of you. None of you know that he's a mafia boss. Like. None of you know right. that he's a con man, like that he and that
oh,
thing.
Oh, Gwen knows all this.
If it's not obvious, that's the thing. And like, and there was the
Bathek knows a lot about Lank.
Yeah,
like all the visions that I got were about Lank.
That's true. Mm. Does he know right. about Lank's background in crime? Because that was part of the thing is that Lank acted so kindly that it was not he was not like suspicious at all. What were his visions that they, you know, that they saw together? Did he see anything that was like crime related?
Oh wait, did I saw the one where you were a vampire, right? Or no, you were talking to a vampire.
Ooh,
I saw one weird one, I think, with you, and Lank, when I was in the mists of the forest.
Oh.
Oh, that's right.
What was yeah. that? Oh, Bathwax saw that.
Thought so.
I don't know if Bathwax saw that.
Or was it Lank that saw that?
No, that was, yeah.
It was me and Lank.
Will had that.
Okay, okay.
You guys were having simultaneously the vision of being on the ferry with.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay, so I didn't see that.
So that's like, that's the weird, like, it's a weird, frustrating part of my dumb character that I love very much. But he is very, like, he is, yes, he's insecure. He is not an evil character. He has done most of the things in his life. For good reasons, but he is mentally unwell and would never think that he would be, he'd be like considered a good person. Like that's a bullshit. Right. Well, that's the thing. When like, when Rafina said that thing, like a good person would hear that and go, oh, but Will, who doesn't think he's good. And then Will's just like, yeah, Will doesn't think he's good. Will is bad because he doesn't think he's good because he isn't good. Like that's a dumb thing to say, Rafina. You know who I am. Like that's the other thing is like he doesn't know that Rafina saw like nice things. He thinks that right. she has insight.
Right.
Into,
he does.
Like,
he has no idea what I saw.
Yeah.
He just knows that I saw stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually really just as a side note, super hard to keep track of what it is that your character knows.
Exactly. Yes.
Like, so I'm like, I know all this stuff, but like Bathwack. Uh-huh. He's not really keeping up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And like the other thing that I like am struggling so much with right now is that I know this secret about somebody else. I've only told like person only half of it. And it's like I know I can't say anything. I won't say anything. Don't worry. I won't give anything away. But it's like a struggle to juggle all the feelings I have to have. The worries.
Listen, it's a seashell. Put it up to your ear.
And it will tell you secrets.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
And I don't know anything.
I know.
I only know what I've seen.
How does that feel?
Probably confusing and
yeah.
So tell me, wait, now I need to know, because I'm like a million things just happened. What is the plan that you guys just came up with so I know what you're planning to do?
Oh my
Before
gosh.
The very abrupt change of topic.
Right. Yeah.
Which I
loved.
Yeah, I loved it too.
You'll find out in the recap.
Oh, okay.
So what we thought was the
candy shop? Was that the last thing?
That was the last thing. I don't think we ever, did we... So we said we were going to leave a note in the cave. Are we going to do it that method and have him come meet us somewhere else? Candy shop?
Yeah, that's what I thought. But
we said note, but then also just said, well, if we don't show up, maybe he'll come looking for us.
Yeah.
And we can park ourselves at the candy shop.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make do your spectacle or whatever.
Yeah. And... Yeah. I think that's a pretty solid plan. I don't know if we actually came up with that in character, but I think it pretty much we came up with that in character. Yeah.
Well, it got a little heavy.
Oh.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
Now that we did that, I don't have to I can be done. I can go eat my salmon.
No!
Will could do whatever he does
oh
to
my God.
Fuck up Batwack's life.
Oh my God. That's why, see, like, Will's like, then tell me, what would it fuck up? So, that, like, seriously, though, this guy
so
has...
So really, it's Batwack's fault.
It's totally Batwack's fault. That's partially what Will is trying to do with these explanations. Like, he's like, well, Batwack
saying,
sounds
so tell
suspicious.
Me, like, I even know.
Huh? What'd you say?
I think so. Tell me, like, I even know.
Well, see, but part of it is, like, I remember in the Amber Tamblyn, the only one that really, the run that really tempted you was the whole Kingmaker thing, and then you got it, and, like, you have this crown, and all of that is very suspicious to Will. So as much as Batwack, like, out of character, again, it's the split of out of character and in character. Out of character, I know that Batwack is very, he is good, like, he's, you know, whatever, I don't know his background. I still don't, which is another fucking reason why I want this to come out, because KT also wants to know. But, like, what is up with Batwack? Like, why does he want to be a king? Or, like, why was he so tempted by this evil power that he took an evil power? Like, that is fascinating to Will and suspicious. And he has a crown glued to his head. Now I have a crown glued to my head. And that is all very complicated. And I don't think that it's hard for Will. Will is not somebody who comes out and goes, hey, let's talk about this so we can get on the same page. You know, here's the whole thing that we're talking, you know, like, he doesn't do that. Like, that's what I do. I mean, like, seriously, if there's drama or, like, shit going down, I just talk to people. But Will is the opposite of me, the complete opposite. Somebody who's just like, no, like, I'm too scared to share that information, or I'm too proud to share that information, or I don't trust anybody. That's him. And it's like, I would love for that stuff to come out.
It's like, I will rig an elaborate trap.
Yep.
Just in case this person.
Well, part of the reason, I mean, like, it's true. There are a lot of things that Batwack did, like, to protect Will. And that is true. And Will, I think Will does, oh, so sad. I think that Will does kind of have a friend in Batwack, or might have even thought of that. But now after this, he's also going
to
be like, well,
used to, man. Used to.
Right.
Will.
Exactly.
We're not there yet.
No. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, but, like, I mean, that's the thing. I think that, like, something, and I'm looking at the DM, and
don't
look
at me.
I don't look at him.
They can't even look at me because I'm over here hiding behind this boom.
It's like something.
I can see your eyebrow.
But, like, yeah, like, it's hard, because, like, that is hard for somebody who is not trustworthy. Will is not trustworthy to trust other people. Obviously, he's not gonna be like, yeah, Batwack, you know what, I'm sure that your past is just damaging and makes you embarrassed and shy, so let's just move along with our lives and we can be best friends. Okay,
well, that's a good point, Will, because, like,
Wait, we're not playing right now.
I wish we were.
Will's not gonna believe me anyway. Like, even if I told him everything, he'd be like, what? I'm sending someone there right now.
I mean, the thing is, it would depend. It would depend on the information, because part of it is like, Will, I mean, man, it's a lot of, it's probably a lot to do with Will. Yeah, Will needs, something needs to happen so that Will shit comes out. And if people don't abandon him, then maybe he could trust people. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. Nope. Gwen also has a clan name, and now I need to find out what it is. Oh, yeah.
Got something else to fill.
It's Margaret.
Yeah. Well, it's Margarine. Gwen certainly found some interesting stuff as well about the people she's been with in the past. Not even day, maybe. So.
Yeah, so I guess a cultural note, Dragonborn first names are their clan names.
Oh.
So I guess, yeah. Hmm. Well, I guess Batwack probably would have known more or less right away that your clan name was unfamiliar to him. But I'm not going to pry, because I have your clan name too.
Ooh, I want to know. I want to know.
I want to know what's going on.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm going to feel really bad if I say Yar Jarrett, but I feel like I got to say it. It's my thing. I call you Yar Jarrett.
KT will feel bad.
KT will feel bad.
Exactly.
It's always the difference. And Will maybe will feel bad. Yes, I think that's the thunderstorm.
We're going to see how many things Batwack breaks before he breaks the contract.
I seriously, Batwack, like, oh my God. I thought you were going to break my face at one point. That's what I thought you were going to do.
But wait, we have to remember though. So next time, like, I just slid this paper across to you, right? And
yes.
then the food came out.
Yes.
So like, there's still a decision that you've got to make.
Oh, yeah.
You're yes. going to write something on there and send it, write something on there, put it in your coat and forget about it, or flip me off, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of spectrum of possibilities.
Oh, those are
the cloud dissipates, just a double bird. Leaning back in his chair the whole time, just waiting. Then you realize he's slightly to the left of where you thought, so you shift over just slightly.
Yeah, that's right.
Totally
the
smooth.
Fog clears, and I've just slid a piece of paper in front of Dew.
Is this sparkling paper?
I loved that. That was so cute.
That was very cute.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.